Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Will it crush Wednesday? Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, we'll talk the quick draw. A little more detailed later in the hour. Figure this one out. Just another lost and lonely wife. Oh, man. Who we got? I'm going to have to tap out on this one.
Candy Staton? You're not the biggest fan?
Don't know who she is. Song sounds familiar, though.
Disrespectful.
I'm not disrespecting her. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Knows who the hell I am? I'm 2 for 4, by the way. And the Woman Crush Wednesday song. Still waiting on the Orioles lineup. Because that means somebody's getting traded, Nolan. We'll see. As soon as we find the lineup, we'll let you know who's in it, who's not. We don't know Dean Kramer's pitching against Barrios. But Ravens back at camp today, 1:15, as they're, 8 days away, preseason opener against the Colts. And then next Tuesday's the joint practice from the Baltimore Banner, joining us on the Window Nation guest hotline, Childs Walker. Childs, what's up?
Doing well, guys. Ready to get out there and sweat this afternoon.
All right. Well, what are your impressions of the protocol that the Ravens have put out here in regards to the kickers? Hoyland and Loop were scheduled days off and all of this good stuff. And Hoyland was the guy yesterday. Looper was not. Randy Brown and, you know, John Harbaugh certainly know more than we do in that regard. But when you're replacing, an all-time legend and Justin Tucker, wouldn't you want to see what you got as often as you can?
I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, they're seeing plenty of them. I mean, they've seen plenty of them, and they will continue to see plenty of them. And look, that's what they think is the best thing in terms of maximizing their life strength, putting them in the best position to succeed. I just don't have a strong opinion on it one way or another. It's fine. I don't think we're going to come out of camp not having a sense of what those two guys can do, other than that, you can't know what they're going to do under game pressure until they're under game pressure.
Childs, I was telling Bob earlier, the only thing that I wish they would change a little bit, and I don't have a problem with Loop having a day off, but if he's got a day off, I would prefer it if he's in all his pads, in his cleats, and carry his helmet around, not walk out there with tennis shoes on and no helmet or anything and no pads in. Just, dress like everybody else.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Vinny. And it very much, you're right. It has been like that. I mean, those kickers on their off days, it felt like they're not even there, right? I mean, they're maybe there and they're there in shorts, kind of off to the side, not in the mix of much of anything. And so I get that. But again, I don't think that we're going to come out of this next 5 weeks with a lack of sense of what those guys bring to the table.
Now, I've been impressed with Sanusi Kane. I think 21 shows up a lot. I know that, he was in on the play that hurt Likely, but I just think that he's been playing pretty good football. And I think in the preseason games, I think he'll show up because I think he'll make a lot of tackles in the run stuff.
Yeah, he's made a lot of plays. He's definitely, that great mass of defensive backs who are competing for jobs. And not that I think he was in danger of not being on the roster one way or another. I mean, I certainly would not have him as a bubble guy, and I don't think anybody really had him as a bubble guy going into camp. But in terms of a guy who can take advantage of the opportunity that's there, especially back at safety, I mean, he's the guy who sort of jumped up and raised his hand. I mean, he had a tip that led to a pick, last week, and, he's kind of done something that you like in almost every practice. So I agree with you. I think he's put himself in a position not just to be on the roster and play special teams, but to actually contribute to the defense.
Who's a couple guys, Childs, that have stood out to you thus far?
Well, I mean, I think Mike Green stood out once they put the pads on. That's sort of an obvious one. Now, I mean, that's a position that's going to be tougher to pop, when you're not attached. So it's been nice to see him sort of rev it up this week. Same position group. I know you've asked several times about Ojabo. I mean, mm-hmm. I think he's had some nice days so far. And, it seems like the coaches are happy with what they're seeing from him. That's the vibe that you get. Those are a couple that come to mind. I mean, everybody has said the name Ruben Lowry, the undrafted kid, you know.
He showed yesterday that he can't cover very well. You know, that's what disappointed me yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, so maybe he's better, you know, as a dimer at safety. I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably more of a camp story. I mean, I don't think he's going to be out there playing a lot of snaps during the season. I mean, he's probably a practice squad guy, but you know, he's certainly a guy who's popped in terms of his ability to create turnovers. I'm trying to think of an offensive guy. People have said this, but I mean, you know, Keaton Mitchell seems to have his explosiveness back. That's been good to see. I don't know. I guess those are the ones that come to mind.
I think the biggest surprise to me thus far, Tez Walker offensively. I mean, yesterday he showed up about 81. Whenever like a ball is thrown to him, he always catches it. You know, that's he made a couple nice plays yesterday, like diving and stuff. I'm really impressed with. I think he's made a huge jump.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, he was extremely inconsistent at this time last year, which was disappointing given, you know, some of the buzz about him as a potential draft value. And you know, you saw it. He was not able to put much of an imprint on the season after having that uneven summer. So I agree with that. And I mean, I guess he's a guy who could conceivably benefit from Likely's brief absence. You know, could there be a few more opportunities for him because of that? Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, he's, you know, again, like Kane, he's a guy who's put himself in position to take advantage of those opportunities.
And on that long run that Lamar made yesterday, I think Malachi Starks learned a little bit about Lamar's speed yesterday because his angle was not very good.
Well, it's always fun. I mean, Lamar does not turn on the jets for most of practice, but he tends to do it once or twice in the course of a practice. So, yeah, I would imagine that's eye-opening even if you have played at Georgia.
Now, Childs, one of my biggest concerns is depth in the O-line. You know, I mean, I'll give him Ben Cleveland as one. Noteboom is okay, you know, but after that, I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you that it's a worry. And we're sort of assuming that, you know, the two guards are going to play well, right? And I don't know that that's a given either. So I mean, you know, in that sense, I think the depth is even more of a problem, you know, because you don't, and I mean, obviously you don't have a guy like McCary who you're comfortable kind of throwing in anywhere. I mean, as you said at Noteboom, they seem, you know, reasonably confident with him as a swing tackle, but I mean, you know, if you have an injury to Ronnie or Linderbaum, I mean, you know, or one of the guards doesn't, you know, can't handle the job. I mean, that's, things get dicey in a hurry. I agree with you. They do not have a lot of guys that you feel good about throwing in. I mean, and I do think that's why, I mean, Harbaugh said it last week. I mean, that's why the Cleveland signing is makes sense, because he's a guy that you feel comfortable just putting in there. I mean, you know, regardless of what you think of what he does during practice, if you have to throw him in for a game, you know, he can at least handle himself. They don't have a long list of guys like that.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Childs, last thing for you, get to the defense. We know the fancy names and the first round picks and the free agent signings. What about Tavius Robinson? Kind of had a breakout season a little bit in 2024. What's the anticipated role for him here in 25?
To me, he's just a guy that you're always going to be happy to have around. I mean, I don't know that he's, I mean, to me, he's never popped as a guy who's going to make a ton of plays and get a huge contract. I mean, I don't think he has the sort of the high end pass rushing juice, although I do think he's gotten better at that. But I mean, he's kind of willing to do whatever they ask him. He's a big, relatively powerful guy. I mean, he did have some production as a pass rusher last year. So, I mean, you know, again, he's one of those guys that you always need to sort of fill out a roster at a reasonable cost. And you're always happy he's there. And he's going to play. I mean, he's not going to play 80% of the snaps, but he's going to be part of the game plan every week. And you need guys like that.
What's going on, Childs, at the Baltimore Banner here on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
you know, lots of football, lots of Orioles. I mean, that's same thing that's going on with you guys.
All right, Childs, have fun out there. One winning drive. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep. Childs Walker, everybody. Speaking of baseball, Orioles, MLB, the trade rumors, Mullins, Laureano, Mets are interested. Lineup's not out yet, Nolan. Who's getting traded? Orioles 12:35. We'll talk about that with Jim Hunter in that time frame, as a matter of fact. Got news from the Nets, top of the hour. But Whip Around coming up next. Then Vinny breaks down the camp. The standouts, I don't want to say disappointments, but guys were off to slow starts. Let's just say that.